Okay, good morning. We're continuing on page Lamed Ches in the middle. Tzadik has told us now that we have to be able to stop our racing around in life, and that only happens with a complete cessation and an allocation of an extremely large amount of time in order to make a proper cheshbon on nefesh, in order to make a proper spiritual accounting. And his suggestion would be to go through the entire Thursday night and to block off a significant amount of time. So now the question is, what do you do during that time? So the next subcategory, right in the middle of page Lamed Ches, is Hisboinenus b'nekudas hapshutas b'yoser, reflecting on the most simplistic points. Uma yaseb osim zman hisbonus. So what do you do at these times of reflection? Vade eina kavana shebizmanim elu yavor al svarma oskim binyone atshuva. Certainly the intention is not, during this time, to review books that deal with aspects of tshuva. You'd figure, well, he wants me to spend 7 to 12 hours on something. I must be learning something. I'll learn the whole Rambam Hilchas tshuva. I'll review it the whole night. No. Kimyasekach, if you do that, hare shuv hichti esamatara, he will again miss the target. That for that purpose of the target, he has allocated time for reflection. In the place where he's supposed to be engaged in real tshuva, he's busy learning the Torah of teshuva. There's certainly a place to learn Shari tshuva, Hilchas tshuva, different books that can inspire you to do tshuva. There's a time and place for that. But it's not at the time of cheshbon hanefesh, of the spiritual calculations. It's not a time for learning at all. It's a time to make calculations. Chayavim came, therefore, what's the person obliged to do during this time? Shadam yaktish kama shos lemachshova upishbus hamais. That the person allocates many hours of thought and searching out and inspecting one's ways. Lav dafka lamasim bepol prat leprat, not necessarily on every detail of everything you've done and reviewed, although you will do that. El al kol yisod hachaim apashit, but rather on the entire fundamental principle of what we're living for. Lahaskel kol shavua mechadosh, to begin every week fresh. Manekuda hapshuta biyoser, from this most simplistic point. So obviously, that means we're going to be reviewing something, being engaged in something he's been speaking about a lot. Hanakuda hapshuta biyosri, what's the most simplistic point? Sheyesh boire lo'olam, that there's a creator to the world. Vare shekol odom me'itonu yudezos, certainly we all know this. Aval habechina shel bal tshuva hi ketinek shenolad. But when we look at the aspect of what makes someone a bal tshuva, how should a person sense how he's feeling in terms of understanding what a real Baal Tshuva is? It's like a tinok shenolad, like a baby that's just been born. That's really what a Baal Tshuva, no different than the way the Gemara used the expression, a ger shenizgar ketinok shenolad dummy. Like a convert who converts to Judaism is like a child who's been born. So to a real Baal Tshuva who has thoroughly done the Tshuva process, is a different person. As the Rambam says, you know, when he describes the person before he does tshuva and the person after he does tshuva. The person before he does tshuva, he is despised before God. God doesn't listen to his prayers. God rips up his prayers. He's distant from him. All the negative things the Rambam says. And then he says, but not once he does about tshuva, he's a different person. He's not the same person who did this. If you're not the same person who did this, then, you know, it's totally wiped out. So how is that? You've got to say that the person's like a tinok shenolad, like he's like a brand new child, a baby who's been born. In terms of that the past is gone, and that, you know, now, when a baby's born, you have to learn how to walk again. Kemo shetinok yeshu nolad v'gadol mat, just like when a child is born, and he begins to grow a little bit. Maschila lilmod oso aleph, first you teach him aleph, achakach beis, and then beis, v'chein hol, and then onward. So does a person need to begin every week fresh. Ma'yisoros ha'pshutim v'yoser, from the most simplistic concepts. That's where you're starting over from the beginning. You have to always start over from the beginning. Yesh bor, next page, I'm going to test. Yesh bor el olam, there is a creator to the world. V'chayovim lishmolo, and you have to listen to him. Mahu mevakesh menu, what does God want from you? Ma'ikra bakasha shalo, what is the main part of that request? Umayi protein, what are the details? Haimani achos b'ikra, am I grabbing onto the main thing? Or will I rak b'pratim, or only touching the details of it, but not the main part? Right? And that's where a lot of times we get caught up. We got caught up in the details, and not in the main part. Right? You know, we're good at going to classes. We're good at this. We're good at that. These are all details that we get all wrapped up into, but you keep forgetting that you're supposed to be doing this to get close to God. And are we indeed getting close to God, or are we getting lost in the details? That as way early in the book, the first part of the book, he talked about, you know, getting lost, can't see the forest from the trees. You get so caught up in the trees, in the details, you're not looking at the forest. So the main reason you're there is to be close to God. Is this happening when you're doing these things or not? So kach yisbodin la'atzmo la'at la'at. This way a person must reflect himself slowly, slowly. B'misinus nafshis, with a very soulful deliberation. Very slow and careful that it's penetrating into your neshama. Okay. B'mabel chitzoni, from a superficial vantage point, Dover zanir l'adam k'tzas kasha. It appears to be a bit difficult. What do he says? K'tzas kasha. Kach midi shavua lachshov es osa machshov es pshutis. This is what I'm going to do every week. Thinking baby thoughts, simple thoughts. Nu. Kvar chashavti shavua. No, I thought about it for 1 week. Shvayim, a second week. Vishos, a third week. So that's it. And ikvar yudeh, so you saw it. I know the idea. Finished. How long? Every week, I'm going to spend 6 hours a week just going over the fact there's a God in this world. Doesn't, you know, it seems to be very repetitive. I'm not accomplishing anything. Eloshaka no utsotos yisodis. But when you say that, that is the root of the fundamental problem of how the person's looking at it. Yiduim divrei hasaba mikelm. It is well known the words of the elder rabbi from Kelm, who says, Shalibo shel adam v'sichlo rechokim hei merchak rav echad mesheni. The heart of a person and his intellect are so far apart from each other. Meaning to say, and how far? Yoser mimashi rechokim hashemayim v'aretz. The distance that heaven is from earth, your heart is that even further than where your head is. That's how far we have to realize there is a disconnect and a, what's the word I want? A schizophrenic difference between one's heart and one's mind. It's two different people. If you look at the person's head, it's in one place, and you look at his heart, it's in a whole different other place. In our mind, we know a lot of things. So everyone according to their level. But the heart, mitiva, the nature is lev evenhu. It's a heart of stone. It doesn't get affected by what one knows. And the trick in life is to turn over that heart to being a heart of flesh. What we mean by heart of flesh is that the heart is able to totally integrate that which the mind knows. And this is a big, big point. We all think, I know it, and let's go on. And the truth is, you know it, and you don't know it. You know it in the book, but you don't know it in your heart, and you're certainly not living it to the degree that you know it in your brain. It's a far, far gap between the brain and the heart. Now, the question, and that's, you'll see, when we get into Parakeh. Oh, Parakeh really laces into what we're thinking and how we're totally, we just don't even understand what we're thinking about. We'll see. He'll talk in Perakei how much we really love this world. And we're so doped up by this world, we can't even think beyond this world to think about anything spiritual in reality. But we'll save that for later. But we're so far. And that's the part where we think we're wasting our time. To be able, you know, so many times we do things that we know we shouldn't be doing. So why do we do it? We do things we know we shouldn't be doing it, you know. In a simple level, a person's overweight, so what does he do? Late at night, he munches on a bag of peanuts. You know you shouldn't do it. The doctor said you have high cholesterol. Right? So why are you doing it? Because your heart doesn't feel what your mind knows. And as long as your heart doesn't feel what your mind knows, then you haven't gone very far. You're better off than the guy who doesn't know anything, because then there's no hope. There's no hope. He doesn't even know. If he doesn't even know it's bad for him, how's he going to stop? So at least that's one level, to know. And that's good. But that's easy. It's easy to know things. Just sit someone down and tell to them. That's the easy part. That's the chachma. Remember chachma, bina, and das? So chachma, okay. Sit in the class. You explain the facts of life. So the chachma is not that hard. Bina, okay, I understand it better. I really understand it. Okay, you really understand there's a God. Good. But that das, that third point, that brings the heart into it, and that you feel it, that is extremely distant. And that's why you have all these exercises, going over exercises, and as much as we know we have to do it, very few people will do it. But you know you have to do it. Well, I don't do it, that's all. We move on. So that's the problem. And that's what you need a lot of time to work on. There is a great value in getting your heart to totally feel what the mind knows. So now the question is, Ve'eich hoifchim leiv evan leiv basar. How do you turn around a stony heart into a feeling heart? Now, again, people make a mistake and say, what are you talking about? We have lots of feeling hearts. When I watch one of those chick flicks where they rip your heart apart when the woman dies of a terrible disease when she finally met the person she loves, you know, all these heart throb movies, you know, it's, you know, the hooligan guy in university, he meets the girl who has leukemia and doesn't know it until he falls in love with her, and then she tells him he has leukemia and they're only 18 and she's the daughter of a priest and the priest never let her go out with anybody because then finally they fall in love and he's so kind to her and it's so nice and they play the music. And she says she's going to die. And the tears are flowing. The tears are flowing. You know, it's so easy to cry when you're watching a movie. Ah, so I've got a heart of flesh. No, you're not. You're just manipulated by the Yetzirah. That's all. You're manipulated by the Yetzirah. And for those things you can shed tears. But the fact that you're minimizing your Olam Haba. And you're giving up the most precious gift of the life you have, you don't shed one single tear. Maybe on Yom Kippur. Maybe. Right? So it shows you, it's a mila, you know, because the truth is your heart can be affected. But the problem is we affect it with narishkeiten. You know, you read these harlequin romances and you, it feels so terrible. It's not even true. What are you wasting emotion on narishkeit, right? So if you think about yourself, there's a lot to cry about. Really tears. So we can't fool ourselves and say, yeah, no, what are you talking about? I'm an emotional person. Your emotions are toyed with. The HR can manipulate your emotions and send your emotions but it's not your emotions. You're supposed to have emotion, but it's supposed to be dictated by your intellect. And your intellect is supposed to, what you know is supposed to pierce into your heart and to change your heart and to get emotionally involved into what you intellectually know. Then you're going to really see something. And that is such a difficult thing. So how do you flip it over? How do you flip it over? Kemo b'mashal shel Rabbi Akiva. So we said it in the last book, like the example of Rabbi Akiva. Im tipos hamayim shechadru l'toch ha'evan. The drops of water that penetrate into the stone, drop after drop, And the main thing is, ain't tzarech lavod im chidushim mafilim. You don't have to work on wondrous, new, glorious insights. Rayonos amukim umahalchim niskovim. Deep concepts and lofty pathways. You know, the 10-step program to this. Ooh, this is a new and improved idea that's been tested. You know, oh wow, it sounds exciting. None of that. And that's what people run from. They run from one diet plan to the next diet plan, and they still can't lose a drop of weight. Right? Now Dr. Brown is the latest one, or whoever, Dr. This, the GI diet, every, you live long enough, you've gone through the gamut, you know, it was the zone diet, and the this diet, and the that. Ooh, I'm gonna get the book! It's like they know it, they're so smart, the people who write books, they don't say anything come up with my idea, you know. You wanna lose weight, you don't need to read any books. Eat less. Finished. Eat less. You don't even have to exercise is good, but that's not the primary thing of losing weight. It's eat, don't be an animal. Finished. That's it. That's the diet plan. 100% success rate. If you just, you know, have three balanced, you know, meals with a little snack in between, you will lose weight. I got that secret. I'm going to all charge you $1,000 for that. Now that I charge you $1,000 and I glorified it through 10 courses and entertained people for 10 classes, made them laugh and this and that. Oh, now that was an amazing diet plan. Right? Make charts with colors. We'll call it a color diet. This is Mishigas. Just one thing. Stop eating. Don't be a pig. Finished.
Eat healthy.
That's all. So that's what your brain knows. But it doesn't come into the heart. It doesn't come into the heart. And that's why none of these diets work. They don't work. Everybody, you see them lose tons of weight. And what happens? They just gain tons. Not everybody, but the vast majority. That's a great business, this diet business, because you know people never really gets into the heart. You know, okay, you got to lose weight for the wedding. You lose weight for the wedding, and then you gain twice as much back. You always gain more than what you lose, unless you really get the idea so strong from your head, it gets right into your heart, and your heart really feels what it's all about. Right? Then any diet will work. You don't need excitement. Good old-fashioned boring things. And unfortunately, this is what happens in Yiddishkeit too. This happens in Yiddishkeit. Right? We talked about, you know, the Baal Tshuva gets excited, this and that. At the end of the day, we've got to be builders. And building is boring. Building is boring. That's all there is to it. One after the other, after the other, after the other. And there's room for Hisarus, we said. There's a room for it. There's a place for it. But that's the minority of the time. The majority is stay focused on the task and just work on the task. And so people say, no, you know, I gotta go here, I gotta go there. That's a more interesting speaker. This is more exciting. It's an Irish kite. You just deal with the job at hand. And that's so boring. Right? What am I supposed to do, Rabbi? Learn how to read Hebrew once and for all. That's not exciting. Well, you're never going to get anywhere if you don't learn how to read Hebrew. I'm really sorry. You know, learn the basics. Learn Hilchos Shavuos. That's boring. It's not exciting. This is what it means to be a Jew. You want to be close to God. That's what being close to God means. It's a very simple program, right? And you can't motivate people forever. People have to finally get to work. And that's what he's saying. You have to just work at it. So there's no exciting new ideas. It's a person working on developing drop after drop after drop. Therefore, he continues. Ela im hapshita shebepshitus. You go with the simplicity of the simplicity. Im hatipa hapshuta, with the simple drop. Habechira hapshuta, the simple free will choice, which is what? Yesh ribayne shaloylam. There is a God. V'mavakish mimeni b'chol rega v'rega sheskari v'lov odod. And he asks from me every moment I should get closer and closer to closer to him. That's all. That's the whole exciting plan. Lo medabrim kam rak al asechel. We're not talking only the brain. You see, the cognitive dissonance is coming from your brain. Your brain is saying, I know it, I know it, I know it. Leave me alone. Let's get on to the next book where we can learn something interesting already. You know, I'm no less bored by this safer either from my intellectual point of view. But the point is the heart's supposed to start to move a little bit. That's what's... Let's learn some Navi. I never learned about the prophets with the cloak and dagger of Sefer Malachim. That sounds exciting. So let's learn. It's all Yetzer Hara. You don't have, you know, Hashem's not going to care if you learn Sefer Melachim or not. He's going to care. Are you close to me or not? That's the bottom line. Right? And that's what Hashem wants. So we're not talking to the brain only. Ela be'ikra lalev. We're mainly talking to the hearts. Ukumova mashal, like the analogy with Rabbi Akiva. O satipa, this drop, shel shavua shavar of last week, hugama tipa shel shavua, it's the same drop of this week. No new insights. It's just working the plan. V'chein hala and onwards. V'chein hala and onwards. Tipos pshuta, simple drops. Nekudas pshuta, simple points. Ad shetach dorna l'mama ka'alebo. Till it penetrates into the depths of the heart. Okay, so now what do you do? V'keitzer yeshen l'atzma sadvarim. So how do we repeat these things? What do we do? So, ketzur shalomed Rabbi Yisrael misalant. We should pick the lesson from the shape of the service as we learn from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yadu, it's well known about him. He was the great tzaddik in Yerushalayim. Shebemeshach Laila, during the course, Laila Shelm, during the course of a complete night, what did he do a whole night? Okay, this is a great scholar who has quote unquote, better things to do with his time. He doesn't waste his time. Chazer al Maimer Chazal Echad. He would spend a whole night reviewing one simple statement of the rabbis. Whole night. He'd repeat over the following 6 words, 8 words. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Demosif Yosef, Udalomosif Yeyosef. The person who increases gets increased. The one who doesn't increase gets collected and taken away. Ma Yeyosef, what does it mean he's collected up? Umber of Yosef, Tikbere Ime, that his mother buries him. Now the brackets explain the Aramaic. It's the Aramaic statement. The bracket says, Hamosif lailo sala yamim lasik betor. If a person increases his nights on his days for learning Torah, in other words, you add time for learning Torah. If a person adds time for learning Torah, which you might think I'm losing time because I'm wasting it learning Torah, the real reality is, Yosef chayim al chayef. You're adding life onto your life. This is the general rule. There's always exceptions, but the general rule is the more time you invest in learning, the more time you live in this world, and the better quality of life you have. Udalo Yosef, and a person does not increase lasok betorah balailos. He doesn't add to his learning Torah at night. Tikpere ime, his mother buries him, clamoring to say yomus beloito, he dies before his time. That's what Rashi says. He would repeat that mantra. In other words, trying to get his heart to really understand how every second of life shouldn't be wasted and should learn Torah. Trying to bring that point across. He'd spend the whole night just saying over the words, Demosif Yosef, Delomosif Yosef, Maya Yosef, Tikbere Ime. He'd go over that for 6 hours. Well, let's just finish the point and we'll happily take questions. Let's just do another paragraph or two. Mem. Next page. Rabbi Yisrael Hayagon Oilam. Rabbi Yisrael was the mass, was a genius. Kamazman Lokach Lola Havinas Amaimer. How long did it take him to understand this statement? Bevade Shalom Laila Shalom. It wouldn't take a whole night to understand this idea. Achare Oso Laila Hulo Yetze Imharbe Chidushim Amaimer. He doesn't walk out with so many earth shattering insights into this statement by the end of the night. So what did he gain? Avaluchozer al Nakuda Hapshuta, he's reviewing the simple point, Shibamimer, of the statement. Udalo Mosif Yeyosef. The person who does not increase, he will die early. Mishlo Yalamed Myomus, the person who doesn't learn, he will die. Zohi Nakuda Hayasod La Avoda. This is the bottom line, the principal point in service to Hashem. Ukeshi Nakuda Zuchaseiro, when you're missing this point, the whole structure is like a structure that's planted in the middle of the air. Okay. So now, in other words, you have to drill the point in until you're living and breathing that idea that you totally are emotionally, there is no barrier between what the mind knows and what the heart feels. You totally feel it. It's a reality. And every second of the day is looked at through that viewer of that is what life is all about. Every thing you look at is so focused on that feeling that you have. Now, just give me another couple minutes. Im adam yivdok tov tov aslibo. A person would really, really check your heart. Safek gadol im betoch alev hu mamim bechlal sheish bar l'olam. He's writing this for religious people. It's a great doubt if inside your heart you believe at all that there is a God. If you really, really go deep, deep in to the deepest recesses of what the real I feels. Zedavar Mavel, this is wondrous. Kol echad batuach she'etzel belev vaday borei olam nimsa. Everyone will be certain. What are you talking about? If I look at my heart, I'll find that I believe in God. But someone who can really recognize hearts are real. You know, we have, it's no different. You know, you go to these fancy doctors, these cardiologists, got these fancy machines. You feel great. He puts you on these machines and says, you know what? You're really in big trouble. What do you mean? I'm feeling fine. He said, no. You took a stress test, this and that. You might be feeling fine, buddy, but it's coming. And, you know, you haven't gotten, there's little signs here and there. You notice a little tired here and there. Yeah, I notice, when I dive into the wedding after a couple of minutes, I'm tiring out. Says, but nothing, a little pain here, a little pain there, but I'm going on my life. It takes a look deep down. Your heart's a mess, mister. So just like there's machines that can tell that, there are tzaddikim who could look at people and they could see exactly where their hearts are at. You know, your actions give away what really is in there. Avomisha Makir Tovas Libus Menom, someone who really can recognize the hearts of people, Yodea Shazel Geder Shal Safek Gadol, he knows that, you know what? People are really have great, great doubts. Vade Shebechitzone Shebechitzone Shebelev Hu Nimsa. Yes, if you go to the external part of the heart, the part, that is, you relate to on the most overtly conscious levels, yeah, there's some kind of belief in God. Avala Shela Gedola, but the real question is who? He kama hakara pshuta zu shiyesh bar le'olam chadra l'nimei halev hamukim. How much of this simple recognition of the truth that there is a creator is buried deep, deep in the recesses of your heart? Hanakuda hapnimi shebelev. That internal point, right? That most internal point, zu nekudas hapshitas. This is the point of simplicity. As the pasuk says, "Shivchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem." Pour forth, like water. Your heart should pour forth like water before the face of Hashem. So when it's pouring forth, it's like the waters are flowing. Habechi, the tears, noiled minekudas hapshitus. They come out of the simplistic point, shebenefesh, of the soul. V'lo me'asichlus kavos. It doesn't come from the intellectual, high and mighty intellectual parts. Kidei lachter l'nekuda hapshuta hapnimi shebelev. To be able to penetrate the most simplistic point of the heart, tzorach lo geshes ala im nekuda pshuta. You have to come to it with simple points. You know, when you're going to perform, you perform a surgery, they have this great commercial on the radio. They're bringing in a patient and they're having trouble communicating. It's 6:30. Oh, what's wrong? I don't know. You got this problem here. Well, we're going to have to take him under. You know, no time for that. We'll have to go without the putting him under. And it's the scalpel's not fast. Let's use the chainsaw. Right? And they show, communication problems can create, the patient can't get any words out of him. So, it's like, you try to do a delicate heart surgery, you wouldn't use a chainsaw. Right? I mean, you got this, like, the microscopic surgeries now that are mamish, it's like the laser is like so fine, so you have to go the most simplistic heat that just cuts through, just what has to get cut through. You see this as a concept of refinement, delicateness, simplistic cutting is the better cutting than just going whamp, whamp with a hatchet. Do surgery with a hatchet. It's not going to work. Do brain surgery. You need the most sophisticated, finest millimeter, little, because it's so fine. It's the same. I didn't want to penetrate the heart. You're doing a surgery on your spiritual heart. has to come with the most simplistic ideas. Those are the ones that penetrate, not highfalutin, deep concepts, you know, a 3-hour drusha building on this point, and from this point we prove this point and this. Not like Gemara type of learning is going to penetrate it by itself. You need the simplistic points penetrating in. U'kisha'adam nigesh im hasichos, when a person goes with his intellect, right? When he goes with the intellect, val nekuda hapshuta kimat lo, hu kimat v'lo chozer. But over the simple point, you never review it. But you relate to it as a clear intellectual idea, as it were. It's missing being in the depths of the heart. There's a place for deep learning in the Talmud and sophisticated learning and spending hours understanding a Tosfos. But that's only after the heart has totally been reached through the simplistic ideas. So therefore, Adam Sarach Lehisraga Lavodazu, a person has to get used to such a service. Ladas to know, Shibakocho Lachser Bemeshach Shah, he has the ability in the course of an hour, or Shatayim or 2 hours, Vav Shalashos, even 3 hours, to be able to do what? To review 3 words. Al Shalash Milim Pshutus Vyoser, on 3 simple words. Ach Lomar Osan Mitochis Bonus Vargosh, but to say it with reflection and feeling. Kolechad lefi yecholto, everyone according to their ability. Umahin osan amilin, what are these words? Yesh bayre lo'olam. There is a creator of the world. And just meditate on those words for hours. With feeling, with real feeling. An emotion, just go over that idea. And that's the simple idea, you go it over and over and over. That is what gets into the heart. And that's what exposes the heart. And that what brings your feeling to totally relate to that concept in a real feeling manner. Now, obviously, Mishlo Nisa Savon, anybody who hasn't tried this? Nirmla Advarm Rechokim, these words seem very far away. Zorim Umuzorim, quite strange. Avo Mishik Var Nimtsa Pnima, but someone who is already inside, Yodea Shalade Sholosh Milim Ke'elu, they know that through these 3 words, Nitain Lishbor Es Mischelev, you can break through the barriers of the heart. And you can reach the highest levels of closeness to Hashem. Okay? Misha, and one more paragraph, then we'll take questions. Misha Einu Mesugal Lasus Kach Beretzifus Man Rav. If someone can't do this for a long period of time, Shiadabra L'Chalapachos Kama Dakos, at least try it for a couple minutes. V'yafsik Chamesh Dakos, and then take a break for 5 minutes. V'yachzer Chalila, and then you go over and over that pattern. 5 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 5 minutes on, 5 minutes off. Avol zohi haschalas hakol, but this is the beginning of it all. Dibur bepeh, verbally expressing, next page of Malf, kol osa milim shutut yos, the simplistic words, yesh boire lo'olam, there is a creator for the world. Shalevi achodur pnima im anekuda, that the heart should be penetrated deeply with this point. Okay. That's the point. Okay, wait a minute. You know what? Let's just do 2 more and we finish the idea. Okay, I'm sorry. La'achar sha'adam osas os mashas zaman mishum. After a person does this for a certain period of time, of la'hasl b'shos elu shal tshuva l'hisbayin al amasim v'l'nusos l'tzarifas amuzachem. After you spent the 3 hours on that, you're wondering what's taking 6 hours. Now that you spend 3 hours and you now are in the zone. You're really in the zone. It's not, you're intellectually approaching your actions that you've done. But now that the emotional connection has been made, you're so emotionally in tune to the MS, once that's happened, now you can reflect on what you've done. Because now you're in a different position to look down on that. When everything is being viewed superficially, you're gonna look over what you do. Looks okay to me. Looks okay. But when the heart now is activated, and it's the heart that is gonna be viewing what you've done, then it's a different story. Then you have to make the effort to purify and change. Then you're open to making changes. You're opening to seeing the mistakes, and you're opening to making the changes. And you can check it 2 ways. Aleph, am I doing the mitzvah according to the halacha? There's no laziness in the base. In other words, am I doing the mitzvah correctly? I jump and I do and I'm the actions are fine. Base, Kama taharas ha-machshava mislav l'chomasa. How much purity of thought is accompanying every action? Him b'chomasa masa shu'osa is indeed in every action you're doing. Hu choshev lifnei kein shu'osa osal menasli skarf l'bari ol mekayim ha-sivuyo. Are you doing it? Are you thinking before you do a mitzvah? Am I thinking that I'm doing this to get close to Hashem? Am I always thinking about this one before I'm doing everything? O shamasa nasa b'chinis melumoto. Or am I doing things just out of robotic habit? Those are the questions you begin to ask yourself. Mitch, you have. I'm sorry that I pushed you off. I just wanted to get the point.
You actually answered my question about it.
Oh, really?
Okay. You talked so many times about how it's so difficult to concentrate for 6 minutes during the Shemot Esrei, and yet we're talking about
3 hours.
3 hours.
So he's saying, keep taking breaks, keep taking breaks, keep taking breaks.
Answered my question.
Okay, good. So, but the point is to keep, to, you know, so it's like, you know, for example, what's the biggest proof we do things by rote? Right? So quite often when someone is an oval, right, when the person passes away, he's an onain. An onain is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So what almost every person who's religious, this is probably the toughest mitzvah to fulfill, is to not make a bracha. It's gonna happen. When it's a secular person, I don't even tell them these things because I don't know what to say. You know, let's say a guy who doesn't daven doesn't learn.
I never make them,
right? But a rank and file good Jew who goes to shul and davens and tells this and that, you tell them don't make a bracha. Fine, you know. So they know that, all right? Then 2-3 hours later, they're telling this, you know, and then they finally eat, and it's like a robot. Baruchat Hashem. Okay. Oh. So now, what does that teach us? It teaches us a really significant thing. When we make brachas, we don't think. We really don't think when we make brachas. Because if we were thinking, you know, you don't make a bracha. We're not supposed to make a bracha. And before you make a bracha, you're supposed to stop, think, what am I doing? I'm talking to Hashem. I'm acknowledging that Hashem is the source of the blessings. I'm getting close to Hashem. And only when I've thought it through, then do I bother to say the bracha. Now the bracha has a context. Problem is, we just rifle through them, so then when we're not supposed to do it, we do it the same way. First of all, if you just stop and think, I'm about to make a bracha Hashem. Oh, I'm not allowed to make a bracha Hashem. Stop, you don't do it. That simple thought, that shows that we never make that simple thought. And that's what one of the lessons of life is. And hopefully, if you spend 24 hours not making a bracha, then the next time you do make the bracha, it's a different experience. You're stopping and thinking of what you're doing. So that's what, when you're in that zone, that for hours and hours, you're just repeating it, and the simple idea keeps penetrating, 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 and the heart is now open, and you are finally real, that there is a God. So now you say, so now if there is a God, so then why was I rifling through brachas all week last week? Why did I really, when I made a bracha, did I really feel the warmth and the closest to Hashem as I was making the bracha, or was I rifling through it? Binakudas Eila, just two more lines and we finish this section. Binakudas Eila, with these points, Adam Tzarech Lekavel Al Atzmo Gedorim Sugim. Now that you've looked at these points, now you establish different parameters, you make certain guidelines, say, you know what? From now on, before I make a bracha, I will do X. You know, you give yourself like rules to live by now that I'm looking at my ears. Lasos lo maskirim harbe. Make many reminders. You know, put on your screensaver this week. Think before you bless. Think before you bless. Ulisbonen, and to reflect lifnei kol masu mashu osa, before every action that you do. Shamitzvah alav hu harabayin, sheha hamitzava alav hu harabayin shom. The one who commands him is God. Vuso amenasli skarv love. And he does it in order to get close to Hashem. So now we already have, this is not the entire 6 hours. But we have already a bit of a framework how to look at some of those hours. And then tomorrow he's going to give us the rest of the framework to complete how we fulfill those 6 hours.
Rabbi, is this meditation?
Yeah, it's a focused meditation.